Let's get into it.
Episode 12.
Episode 14. Two lost episodes.
They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Okay, we're rolling again. We went episode 11, we're doing episode 12, we're having a good night. We decided let's go ahead and record a second episode, so here we are. We got a great episode from a huge fan in the last episode, or a great email, and we'd like to keep those emails coming in. And we'll start in by saying hey to everybody. Hey, Keith, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Just fine?
You know, I'm going to pay the price tomorrow.
Okay. Nice. Mike, how are you?
I'm looking up spreads right now, guys.
Okay, getting ready for some football games?
Yeah, I got to win some money. I'm down like 250.
I like it. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing way better than when we started the last episode.
Yeah? Why is that?
Yeah, I'm on top of it because I'm down a couple of, well, one still reserve and a couple beers. Yep. And I listened to some AC/DC.
Yep.
Let's fucking do this.
Hey, we got ready for this episode. We do a little Thunderstruck and Back in Black. So
I was doing burpees while I was waiting.
AC/DC, if you're out there and you want to give us the rights to your music, we will play it all day long. We love AC/DC here. Tim, how are you?
All right, Pete, Malcolm Young. I'm doing fine, and I'll thank you to stay out of my personal business.
Can you keep that going on? That whole personality?
I think you should just keep my peaches going all episode.
The Southern Dandy.
This is my favorite Tim person that he does, is my peaches. So you can just keep that rolling all episode, Tim. We'll have no problem with it. Let's start out. Hey, Keith, we haven't done a drop for this yet, but we're going to get one. I'll put one together. I don't know what we're going to call it, Jagged Edge or something else. We've had some ideas, but just the Keith bottle stories. So, Keith, I'm going to leave the floor to you, my man. I want to hear a bottle story.
So you guys don't know a lot about Keith's history, but he was in college in the late 90s. There was a lot of things going on there. It was a beautiful time before 2001. Do you guys remember that? Like how crazy just gentle the world was?
Yeah, the only problem we had to worry about was Y2K and how everything was going to shut down at midnight.
It was crazy, right?
And if your Bell Biv DeVoe CD got scratched.
The what?
No.
If your Bell Biv DeVoe CD got scratched, that's my biggest worry.
There you go.
Oh shit! Actually, by then I had a kid.
I'm trying to think of what we were throwing out. You already had one kid.
I take it back. Yeah, I had a kid. No, I had in 2001. I had two kids.
We're talking late 90s, though. You didn't have to.
In a basket of reeds, and
I heard the
word 2000. River. No laughs on the basket of reeds and a river. No. Okay.
Give me a bottle story.
So we're sitting outside this place right down by, it's called the Chippewa River, guys. And if you remember Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio was from Chippewa Falls. And we're sitting out there, and a very similar story to yours, Josh, where these two drunk guys show up, and they're like, we're sitting on the porch drinking, we're not doing anything too crazy. At the time, I don't know, it's the late 90s, listening to a lot of like Fish and Grateful Dead, doing that sort of thing all night long. And these guys are like, said something about somebody's mom. And then, I don't know, all these hippies just started smashing bottles. And whatever, like smashing bottles over this brick. And these guys like kept coming back for a fight. And every time they came back for a fight, they'd be like, all right, man. Every time a bottle got smashed, he'd be like, cool, 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 cool. And then another hippie would just smash it on the bottle. And they'd be like, all right, man, we're not looking for any trouble. And I'm like, oh, you know, and then they'd come back and they'd say something about their mom. Whatever. That's not the point of the story. The porch fight of bottle smashing wins. But then I have to show up the next day. And then the hippie guy with the hemp necklace is like, hey, man, you broke a bunch of bottles all over my front yard, and I need you to pick up all the glass. I had to sit there for like 3 hours because he's like, because we walk around barefoot around here, dude. So I had to go pick up hippie fucking glass all over it. Hippie Brian, if you're out there, I love you. And your fake Scottish accent when you went abroad. We love that too.
And put some fucking shoes on. So
no, here's the thing. Keith, buddy, all you had to do when he told when he asked you to pick up the glass was break another bottle. He would have shut the fuck up.
Agreed.
My friends lived there. It was bad. There were like nine people who lived in a house. But you're right. I should have. Hippie Brian, I love you.
Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. Yeah, so we don't have to like keep taking in the emails that are so obviously from Tim. Let's go ahead and get some emails from the rest of our listeners, and we'll give you some advice or whatever you want. We'll make comments on anything. We're all for it. Send us an email, funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear it.
Jets plus 14 and a half. That's tough against the Seahawks.
That's your call?
No, I don't like it. Well, let's think about it.
You're looking at lines for tomorrow, getting ready for it. Oh, nice. Man. Anybody else have a broken bottle story they'd like to tell before we move on?
All right, I felt like that was a bad one. Let me tell you another one.
Okay.
Guy's name was Phil Butzik. I literally saw him try to break a Jack Daniels bottle over his head three times. He failed three times. Then he succeeded on the fourth time, and he cut his face up really bad. His parents owned the roller rink in town.
He actually broke a Jack Daniels bottle?
It took four strikes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, persistence pays off, man.
Hey, I'll give it to him. That's impressive. I'm proud
of that. It only gets darker from there, guys.
Nice. I like it. And hey, any guy that's willing to try and break a Jack bottle over their head, I'll give it a try.
That fails. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to think, like, after the first time, it probably hurts, right? For him to do it another three times?
Would it be better full of booze or better empty? I don't know.
I'll just throw this out there for the listeners. If you really want to make yourself look like a badass, because breaking a bottle over your head is actually really hard to do, you put a dime into a bottle of beer, you spin it around real quick, and then throw it against your heel till the dime shoots out of the bottle, and it will happen if you do it correctly. Then it'll basically, anything touches it, that thing will fall apart. You look like a badass. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, on to the next segment.
Wait, now I gotta try.
What are the modern day bowl cuts and JNCO jeans? We're gonna talk about some fads and some trends that we've seen recently, and we're gonna ask, what's up with that?
All right, we're gonna move on to what's up with that, but I think, Mike, you had something?
I'm a little nervous bringing this up, man. I wanna start by saying this. I'm not what you would call a skinny dude, a light person. I'm a bit of a chunky monkey. But growing up, everybody who was overweight would try our best to keep our shit covered up. It seems over the past couple months or years that people have embraced their bodies, which is good for you. But the rest of us, when you want to let that shit show, it's not good for the rest of us. So I'm hoping you guys back me up, man. Like, let's keep that shit covered up.
Is this your what's up with that comment?
Yeah. What the fuck is up with people being so comfortable with their bodies? That, like, listen, I'm a heavyweight, man, but, and I don't want to see your fucking love handles flying out the side of your fucking crop top.
Remember in like the
I hope that wasn't mid, harsh.
The early 2000s when it was on, it there was were whale tails. I mean, everyone's always respected it, right? Whale tails and muffin tops.
Well, now there's that singer, and she, you know, she weighs more than a couple bills, and she wears lingerie and shit when she sings. What's her name?
Lizzo?
Yeah. Yeah, like, she kinda does let's it. Fucking suit it up, man.
This is coming to Mike. Mike's like, hey, I'm going to cover it up, so can everybody else cover it up, too?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Hey, yeah. Mike, do you wear a t-shirt when you go to a swimming pool?
I wear a swim shirt.
You should. You should embrace it.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Because I'm getting chunky right now. Like, this COVID has put on about 15 pounds on me. So
all right, we'll blame it on the COVID. All right, not the marriage.
So if I have you guys out here and we go out on the boat, let's say, for the day, the two of you are wearing swim shirts?
Me, I'm not. No. Not at all, dude.
Peace and embrace it.
I may not wear clothes at all. Josh,
you're gonna go.
I've never been
naked.
I'll go.
You're not getting on it. You're not getting on the boat completely naked. I won't allow.
Well,
no,
by
dude.
By the time
let's
I get on
it.
The water, I will
dude,
be.
Boat.
Yeah, come on, Josh.
My wife
let's not act like you never did it before.
On the dinger, on the buoy. She'll be putting sunscreen on the buoy.
Wait, Keith, what did you just say?
My wife will be putting sunscreen on the buoy.
Oh, okay. I heard that differently. All right.
Yeah, no.
Nice. Tim, do you have a what's up with that topic you'd like to share with us?
I don't. But I'm a fan of the human body. Like, I'm a fan of just, like, letting this shit out.
Yeah. Isn't that the nude?
All of it.
Are you talking to Mike specifically?
I'm going to let it out, brother. I'll be at your house in a couple of weeks. We already had this discussion, right?
Mike's going to show up in late December wearing a tank top.
I don't think he's coming, bro.
Gym coat shorts and flip-flops.
Ooh. I think once you pass middle age, then you're just kind of like, fucking.
What's middle age?
Ooh, that's a 40. Great question.
This I mean, in my life, 40.
Well, I do just in general. Listen, there's girls who are 23 years old out there, and they're a little bit chunky. I see nothing wrong. I'll cuddle you girls all night long. I'm cool with that shit. But, like, if we go out, like, let's cover it up. You know what I'm saying? Huh. Am I wrong here?
Yeah, you don't want to be seen with them. Agreed.
Tim doesn't agree with you.
Well, of course. Tim's a
disgusting blob of beanbag bitch. Yeah, don't.
I think the woman body is beautiful in all formats, man.
Hey, I'll suck on those fucking love handles. I'm cool with that. But, like, if we go out to dinner, let's put that shit away. That's all.
Okay.
Sucking on. See, you guys made me feel awkward about bringing this shit up.
Well, that's what we do, Mike.
Wow.
We're here to make you feel awkward.
Let's cut this segment.
No, we're not cutting it. I got a what's up with that.
Let's simmer. Let it simmer.
Here's my what's up with that. Yeah. What's up with people not wearing masks to protect everybody from COVID?
Oh!
This rolls right in line with my what's up with that. Okay, so I'll go ahead and throw my what's up with that out there because this just runs right in line with what Tim just said. Dude. So I went through a 15-hour travel day. And I was not all too happy about the fact that I had a 3.5, almost 4-hour layover in Seattle. And all I wanted to do was get a beer. I was like, I'm 8 hours into this love trip that we're on. I just want a beer for the love of God.
That's a drinker's town too, right?
I find this place and I'm like, oh, great. It's a brew pub. It's like they only serve craft beer. I'm so excited. Yeah. And I get off my plane. I go there. I'm like, I'm gonna down a few beers and just enjoy that while I'm waiting for my next flight. And the shit was closed and it said, on behalf of the governor of the state, we are not allowed to serve alcohol during these times. And I was just like, I'm done. I'm so done. So I had to sit there for 4 hours and not have a beer.
I would have taken an Uber to a bar, dude. I'm sorry.
I wasn't happy about it. I'm not going to lie. I was not happy. But that then led into what my actual what's up with that topic is. And my what's up with that topic is confrontation within the 3FG group. So I'll just go on record and say that I don't like confrontation. I'm not good at it. I don't like it. It makes me feel bad. It gives me hernias. Meanwhile, everybody I record with is totally cool with it. These guys, I start telling them, hey, I'm not able to drink this beer in here, and then the hilarity that ensued via text put me into a full-blown, like, sports hernia scenario. I'm sitting here reading these texts and like, oh my gosh, these guys hate each other, we're never gonna have another podcast together, la la la. And I'm literally worried about it because I put this whole thing together. And these guys just think it's hilarious as they have this conversation in front of me that I'm like, we're never going to record an episode again. And no, they're all good. They're totally fine with it. I'm freaking out. They're talking shit to each other. And I'm like, this is we can't recover from this. This show will not recover from this. We ended on episode 9, in my opinion, or 10 or whatever, wherever we were. And these guys are just, nah, we're totally good with it. We're going to talk major shit to each other and freak Josh the fuck out. And I'm not cool with the confrontation level that you guys are okay with.
Here's what I can I jump in here? I'm disappointed in Josh's lack of figuring out how to get drunk with a 3-hour layover. If somebody says, like, oh, yeah, we can't drink at the airport, I'd be like, yeah, I'm grabbing Uber to a bar and I might make it back. That's my take.
Well, plus I don't have your brilliance, Keith, and I apologize. But I think the whole state was shut down on alcoholic beverages at that point.
Well, then you could smoke meth in the alley, at least.
I mean, I'm not going to do that. Tim, did you have something?
Yes, sir. I think Jay Inslee is a godsend to the state of Washington.
Who's that?
That's our governor, by the way.
I think he's a fucking piece of shit.
I thought he was on... Was he on Road Rules? Like Road Rules 3?
He was on Road Rules choke on his dick.
That was his resume for getting in there. Nice. Yeah, no, these guys are totally comfortable with talking mad shit to each other. And I was like, oh my gosh, because you guys, the listeners out there, let me frame this up for you. For those of you that don't know, I am the only person that has met everyone on this show in person. No one else has met anybody else in person. So, like, I introduce these guys. We start the show. We're having a good time. We think it's pretty funny. And then all of a sudden, these guys start talking mad shit to each other. And I'm like, oh, God, what have I done? And little do I know, they're just having a good old time laughing their asses off behind the scenes, making me freak the fuck out because I think I've ruined the show. Nope, they're all good with it. I'm just apparently not good with confrontation in general.
Okay. Apparently, so, you've never had friends.
I guess not. I guess not true friends. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, normally it's not confrontation for me. It's playing into it. Yesterday, it was a little bit of confrontation. You know, you text us and you're like, hey, I'm stuck in the Seattle airport. I need a drink. I can't have one. And the whole COVID shit has got to me. I'm not going to lie. So I was about 8 hours into work with the mask on yesterday, and I'm the biggest fucking anti-masker in the world. None of this shit makes sense to me. So you say that, and then fucking Tim, liberal fucking Tim, is like, oh, pardon our governor for trying to make us all safe, and I lost my fucking shit.
You did. You
absolutely did. You guys lost really both, my fucking shit.
You guys
don't
it.
Say you guys. Look at read the text, you fucking idiots. I didn't lose anything.
It was me.
I love the ownership. But, I do.
But you could still go fuck yourself, Tim. Even though it was me, you could go fuck yourself, Tim.
Hey, let me explain myself. I'll see you at New Year's, but you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I'll be there. Fuck it, dude. Whatever. Hey, your wife was lovely. You're a fucking asshole, but your wife was lovely. Hey, so anyways, let me break down the past 9 months of my life.
Oh.
So for the past 10 years, every morning I wake up, I have a cup of coffee, I watch the fucking news. Well, go back to March, April. Every morning, I make my cup of coffee. What?
Sports Center is your news or no?
No, no. I would watch like real news in the Sacramento area, Fox 40 News.
Oh.
So since then, all they talk about is fucking COVID. So I wake up in the morning. I turn on the news. Well, I used to turn on the news. Everything was COVID, COVID, COVID. Now I put on Sports Center, and half the fucking episode is COVID, COVID, COVID.
Yeah, so, sports centers.
Yeah, they've gone real, real
plus
COVID
very
sports
and so, ham-fisted on. Oh, we need multi-ethnic people delivering this shit.
Whoa, I'm not trying to get in that.
I'm the most liberal guy you'll meet, but it's like
Josh. Josh likes us. We learned last episode. Okay. Anyway, on my way, I shower, I get dressed, I head to work. on my way to work, I go past three fucking like construction signs that remind me to wear a mask. I get to work, they remind me to wear a mask. Take my temperature, go out to the floor, all fucking day long. Wear your mask, wear your mask, wear your mask. I go to break, they have fucking CNN news on telling me COVID, 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 wear your mask. On my way home, wear my mask, same signs, wear my mask, wear my mask. I get home, my daughter-in-law, which is liberal, just like this fuck Tim, who lives with me, she's all fucking about the COVID bullshit, wear a mask. I cannot fucking escape this. For 9 fucking months, I cannot escape this. So Josh, a grown-ass man who's been flying, wants to have a fucking beer yesterday.
I am.
And the fucking governor, that piece of shit fucking governor of Washington, who's only second to a piece of shit governor of California, tells him, this man, whatever. I call him Cock Suxley. Josh wants to have a fucking beer. He should be allowed to have a fucking beer.
I did want to have a pretty bad. I'll be honest.
But nope. He wants to be big brother. And then fucking Tim. And then fucking Tim pushes me over the edge with, oh, pardon him for trying to protect people.
It was kind of funny. I wish we had been able to post. I wish we could post.
What about my Ninth Amendment?
Took place. It was pretty good.
The Ninth Amendment.
Nobody knows.
Josh wants to have a fucking beer. Good. He's a man. He could have a fucking beer.
Yeah.
He sucked a half black cock. He could have a beer.
Oh my god, and on that we're gonna do this. Jesus.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Okay.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please,
Tim. You already said too much, Tim.
All right, I know. Before we get into it, because I do want to talk about the masks in a second, but before we get into it, I met the owner of Hand Drawn Records. Awesome dude. But yeah. Not only is he an awesome dude, these bands are fucking good, man. Like,
agreed.
Seriously, once COVID is over, I hope people just buy a ticket to Texas and you could just listen to fucking badass music all the time. Live badass music from these
people. I've got a plethora of riches when it comes to looking at like music that we can play into the show. It's great stuff.
These guys are good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dustin, thank you. Hand Drawn, thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun. And we're gonna continue to use you and promote you because your bands are kick ass.
Sorry, Dustin. Sorry, Dustin.
What do you apologize for?
For this whole fucking shit show. Are you fucking kidding me?
He's like, have you been listening?
God damn it.
All right. We're going to move into the next segment. We were going to talk a little bit about Christmas. Hey, guys, this show is going to be put out right in front of Christmas time. So I want to talk a little bit and get your thoughts here. I'm just going to roll this off the cuff, and you guys, I want the first word that comes to your mouth when I say these things, okay? All right. Christmas presents. We're going to talk a little bit about Christmas presents. Complete this sentence. All I want for Christmas is... Tim. All I want for Christmas is...
Sex.
Okay, there you have it. Lindsay, hope you're listening. Keith, all I want for Christmas is...
A happy house.
A happy house. I like it. Mike.
The fuck does that mean, a happy house?
Dude, hey, your guys' answers suck dick. You got to answer yours. You let this man answer his.
A happy house?
Yeah. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, he's a fucking
Are you
gentleman.
Unhappy right now? What's going on? Let's talk about it. Let's unpack that shit.
That's fair.
Tim, I'm about to fucking break your fucking nose.
Dude.
This is the confrontation thing again. We can't start this, guys. It really makes
me
feel bad.
I haven't met you. I don't know you. But I will fuck your world up.
Hey, Keith, don't worry. I'm going there in fucking 3 weeks, bro. I got you.
Okay, Mike. Mike.
I'm ready? Not breaking that bottle over a fucking rail. It's going to be over Tim's fucking head.
Okay, Mike, are you ready?
Yes,
all
say
I
it.
Want for Christmas it, is... Go.
Just a
that
nice bag
fucking
of peaches.
Katie belt wrapped around my fucking waist. I'm the motherfucking fantasy football champ. Y'all can suck it.
Okay, he went. And for those of you that don't know, the Katie belt is our fantasy football league. Come and take it, Katie. So we have a belt that goes to the champion, and that's all that Mike wants for Christmas, even though...
That's all I want.
I'm going to take it from him. All right. All I want for Christmas, I'll just throw this out there. All I want for Christmas is the Cowboys to figure their shit out, okay? This is getting really, really bad. The last game was disgusting. Please figure it out. I'm so tired of waiting more than 25 years to get even close to Super Bowl contention. Please figure it out. Thank you. That's
it's not going to happen this year, bro. You might as well get that higher draft pick.
Okay. Let's go on to the
why'd
next.
Why'd you pay Amari Cooper? That guy's garbage.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good. You draft CeeDee Lamb? The guy's fucking worth fucking a fifth of his salary? And, you know, what the fuck's going on up there?
Okay. Man, I don't know. Team sucks. Keith, that's why I'm asking for that.
He's
for
no
Christmas.
Jordan Love. He's no Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
good,
shit.
Good
point.
Good choice there, Green Bay GM. Nope. All right. Here's the next one. Christmas presents. What I got my wife for Christmas. So the next one. First thing that comes to mind. Tim, what I got for Christmas, my wife for Christmas.
Wait,
was.
Can I go first?
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah. What I, got I don't my have wife a wife, so I'm going to go. I'm going to take the opportunity to go take a piss right now.
Oh. that's your input? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Jesus. All right, Tim, we're back to you. What I got my wife for Christmas was. Go ahead.
A happy home.
I'm going to fuck you up, bro. Dude, when I finally meet you, I'm going to fuck your world up.
And by that, he means he's going to bash a beer and then run out of the room.
No, everybody knows this answer. It's Clona Willy.
Clona Willy, yes, you did go into that already. I shouldn't have asked you this question. Okay, yeah. All right, Keith, what I got my wife for Christmas was?
I'm going to punch Tim in the fucking nose and prove that I'm a man. Motherfucker, dude. When we meet each other... It's not going to be pretty.
This is what I'm talking about. See, when guys, when I said this, everybody that's listening to the show, this is what I meant. Like, I can't deal with this confrontation. I really wanted to hear about your Christmas present to your wife, and all you guys are doing is talking shit to each other. Okay.
Once again, I don't think I'm talking shit. I receive it, but I love everybody.
Yeah. That's awesome. Great. Shut up, so dude. I guess I'll be the only person that answers this honestly. I got my wife. She's a big fan of stand-up paddleboarding. We live on the water. She has a stand-up paddleboard. So I got her a waterproof suction cup speaker that goes on her stand-up paddleboard that she can put on the speaker and then listen to her favorite tunes.
What's that's a great present.
I thought Kenny Chesney. Good, right?
The Caribbean Cowboy, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, ooh, awesome. I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was thoughtful.
Will she listen to the Florida Georgia Line?
No, you know what I think she'll listen to? I think she'll listen to the new Foo Fighters album that's soon to come out.
Oh.
Cool.
Tim has no statement. Okay, the next thing I had available to everybody was... Christmas present stories. I'll start it out. Does anybody have any Christmas present stories? I do. When I was a wee lad, I was two. I guess I was two, maybe 3 years old. I really wanted Teddy Ruxpin. Do you guys remember Teddy Ruxpin?
I do.
He was before his time. He was like he had a tape player in his back.
Ah, yeah, dude. He was down on 45th and Roosevelt, right? Oh, yeah.
Pimping and hoes.
He always did.
No, Teddy Ruxpin. It was a teddy bear.
Oh, yeah, down on 9th and fucking fucking Lizmo, dude. I know that motherfucker.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Guy always had it.
Was a teddy bear that had a tape player, a like no shit tape player in his back, and you could put tapes into him and he would talk and shit. This is way before his time. I was like 2 or 3 years old and I wanted Teddy Ruxpin so bad that I snuck down, or I was probably 3. I snuck down and I opened up every present the night of Christmas. So my parents walked down for all the kids in the morning, and by all the kids, I mean me and my sister. And every present was open because I opened them all until I found Teddy Ruxpin. Apparently it was the last present, but every present was unwrapped. And that was my Christmas opening story. I got my Teddy Ruxpin. That's all I cared about. Do you guys have any Christmas present opening stories?
I got one.
Tim, go.
Do you guys remember Ghostbusters?
Hell yeah. Who doesn't? Yeah.
So this one was, it was fun because not only was it a Christmas present, but it lasted like, I don't know, like 3 days. I just remember keep asking my parents, like, oh, I want a Ghostbusters, the car that the Ghostbusters drive. And like,
Ecto-1, come Ecto-1. On.
Yeah. And I was so excited about Ecto-1. I was like, oh, and I also want a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And so excited. And I'll never forget, we woke up on Christmas morning. And like usual, there was no tree, no presents under the tree. And my dad was... He was pretty drunk, but he looked at me. He's like, "Hey, you wanted Ghostbusters, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, Dad, I wanted Ghostbusters." And he opened the door to the basement. He's like, "Get down there. There's a ghost in there. Why don't you go get the fucking ghost?" And I remember it was kind of funny. We like wrestled, and he threw me down the stairs, and he shut the door. And, I think I was down there for a good 3 days, and just looking for ghosts. And I'll never forget the look in his eyes when he opened the door 3 days later. Did you find any ghosts? And I was like, no, Dad, I didn't find any ghosts. He's like, well, maybe because it's make believe, and we don't ask for make believe shit in this house. And it was so funny. And we had just such a good time. Those are my memories.
Mm. Love you, Dad. Forgot. Yeah, Merry there Christmas. It was. I was gonna say you forgot the love you, Dad, at the end of that. Yep.
Oh man, love it was you, so Dad. Dark down there. It was so
John,
dark.
John,
have
if
you
you're
ever?
Listening.
God, have you ever
sorry.
Experienced
I'm
pure
so
darkness?
I'm so sorry that your son is such a dick.
It explains a lot, right?
Right, it totally does. It explains the confrontation piece. Shit. Keith, Mike, do you guys have any good Christmas opening presents, like stories?
I don't know if it was good, but it was. I think I was about 14 years old, maybe 15. And I had a Sega Genesis at the time, and I had to play it in the fucking living room. That was the only place I could play it. Yeah. So I so badly wanted a television for my room. And at the time, there's no flat screen. So, like, I wanted a 19-inch tube television. And so my mom asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I made it very clear, I want this television. And I walked out Christmas morning, and there was a fucking 10-speed. And I learned to love that 10-speed. It took me all around town. I had a good time with it, but I still had to play fucking video games in the fucking living room. I was bitter for a while. I outgrew it.
For a while? Yeah, I don't for think you outgrew it.
Okay. And we're going on fucking 30-some years now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. 10th speed was cool.
Wow. Okay. Again, I apologize to Tim's father. I'll now apologize to Mike's mother. I don't know your name, but I'm so sorry.
My parents are still together after 100 years. But, yeah, so they both played part in it.
Well,
Keith, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bell Rock by far, and I like to alternate the lyrics and say, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock, Jingle Bell rocking and rocking around the clock, Jingle Bell Rock, Jingle Bell rocking, Jingle Bell Rock. So that's my favorite.
That's what's up.
That's good. Boom. Mike, what's your favorite?
That was almost like Run DMC Christmas in Harlem right there. Shit. Mm-hmm. Boom, mm-hmm. Ch-
boom. What's the tip of 44th? What's the sound of the...
Josh, you got that shit ready?
What?
Run DMC don't give a fuck if we play
that
music.
I'll play that shit.
Christmas song?
Oh, Holy Night is the right answer.
Christmas and Hollister? That
song's boring as fuck.
Oh, Holy Night is boring as fuck, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sing you guys it, ever sing hear so East dumb. Atlanta? There's a whole
fucking audience.
East Atlanta.
We're totally getting sued, right, Josh? Oh,
get off of this. That's terrible. That's terrible. No. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look at my. I'll get it up so I can play it. Let me see here.
We're gonna. Oh, you'll get it up.
East Atlanta Santa.
Here we go.
The Jingle Bells intro.
I'll get it up.
This shit slaps. Flip our
beer pong table over. That's horrible.
Hold on. Just called St. Brick.
That's
dude, there's a whole trap genre.
So bad.
Dude, goofy man.
No, listen,
thank you.
The best Christmas song is Baby It's Cold Outside. And that's it. That's all there is to it.
What?
You would say that.
Why would
yeah,
I?
Yeah, he would. It's a great, he totally would.
It's a great song.
You tell you your wife.
Baby, it's no, cold outside.
And his wife and
yeah,
Greg.
That's such a rapey song, by the way.
It's yeah. What?
It's a totally rapey song. Listen to the original.
What? No. Okay. Baby, It's Cold Outside is not a rapey
can
song.
Can you please
of course
delete.
It is.
It
listen
totally
to the original.
Totally is a fucking rapey song.
I hate you guys.
She's trying to leave, and he's like, don't go. She's like, yeah. Oh, here's the song, if I was just like in like conversational tone. I really need to leave. Bitch, stay put. I know I would like to go. Motherfucker, I ain't leaving, letting you leave. I would really like to go. Bitch, I got eggnog. Like, that is the song.
What did you put in my drink?
If eggnog don't work, I got a switchblade, ho.
Yeah, it's a rapey song.
Totally.
It's not that bad. I hate you guys. I really
and
do.
Of course, fucking Josh loves rapey songs.
You do realize that they had to, like, change the lyrics, like, 2 years ago to make that song even, like, legit.
Oh, well, those are the worst. Those are even worse. Dude, I'd rather hear the original.
Yeah. The fucking the movie Elf was a fucking rated G like, until they
John
put that
Legend
song in
was
it.
Like, I was respect your opinion, but you can leave when you want to. It's like a lyric. And it's like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
But I say otherwise.
I hate you so much. Here. So much.
Pop quiz.
I think I just got fired.
Make you smart.
Hey,
this is trivia.
Thanks for asking me my fucking favorite Christmas song.
Damn.
At this point, I don't care about your favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, obviously.
You listen to some rapey ass shit. Josh doesn't even have a favorite song.
Mike, what's your favorite Christmas song?
No, fuck it. Fucking train left the station, bro.
You didn't even have one.
Train left
the
fucking station, bro.
Yep.
I had no. I had a good fucking 12 minutes worth of fucking material. You fucked it up.
Okay, we're on to trivia then. Tim, you have the first question. You ready?
Let's go, my peaches.
What country produces the most coffee in the world, Tim?
Are we
what
recording?
Country?
Really interesting.
Let me grab
really
a beer.
Tim, what country produces the most coffee in the world?
Ooh, that's free. Most coffee.
That's a tough one.
Okay. I would say my peaches. I will think it will be a South American country, Mapichos. And I will have to say a Brazil.
Okay. Tim gets a point.
Thank you very much for
Brazil.
Point,
that's correct.
That was Colombia.
Brazil is the correct answer for 1 point. All right, Keith.
1 point?
Yes. Yeah, it's 1 point. Yeah, Keith, what is the most frequently sold item at Walmart?
I know it.
Wait. Okay.
Wow.
Keith, you
I
give
do,
your answer, and then
I do not know this.
Tim.
I do.
But
it's
here's
Summer's Eve.
Most frequently sold item at Walmart, Keith.
Douche.
Ah, man. I actually.
Easily douche.
I have no idea, and I will take, because I hate this, I'm just going to take a shot at the dark, camping chairs, because I hate Walmart camping chairs.
It's not passion. Camping chairs. Okay, Tim, you were so sure that you knew the answer. Do you know what the answer is?
Bananas.
Oh my gosh. He's correct. It is bananas.
What?
That's correct.
So I love Walmart, it. Man. I love Walmart.
Okay. Next hey, question for
I,
you, Mike.
I was going to guess Summer's Eve, but to be honest, female Walmart shoppers got stinky-ass pussies. So it couldn't possibly go.
Okay. There you go. Mike's just going to throw that one out there and ruin his chances so of dating any Walmart shoppers.
Woo!
Mike, you have the next question. How long, on average, does it take a piece of food to pass through the human body? And this is multiple choice. This is multiple choice. 18 hours, 24 hours, 42 hours, or 53 hours.
Oh, that's a lot of options.
18, I was going to say 24, 20 minutes. 42, or 53. What do you think?
I'm going to say 18 hours, man.
You're not correct. On average, it takes 53 hours for a piece of food to pass through the human body.
Wow, dude. Really? So really a PB&J, and it's not going to pass till Tuesday?
That's correct.
Crazy, man.
Yep. Tim, you're up next. Crazy. This is for 1 point.
Hey, just a second.
Yep.
I've had this like weird habit lately. So I love sunflower seeds, but sometimes I like to eat the sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. 53 hours later, after you've eaten a lot of sunflower seeds, that shit don't feel good.
Okay. We're all envisioning that. Thank you, Tim. The next question. What is bananas. The most common color of... And this goes right into what you just said. What is the most common color of toilet paper used in France? This isn't multiple choice.
I didn't even know there was... Different Blanc. Types of toilet paper.
What is the most Blanc. Common color of toilet paper used in France?
White.
Nope. The answer is pink. And no.
Disagree.
If you knew anything about France, you would have gotten that right, but nope.
Yeah, I know France sucks.
I think France has pink toilet paper, but I think most toilet paper is still white in France.
Why? Okay, let's fucking dissect this.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would the toilet paper be pink?
Because it's in France.
No, but I'm going to need somebody to
check
up
on this.
Dude.
I'm throwing the flag. I challenge this. Yeah. I think France has pink toilet paper. I think white is still the most common.
Look it up. Google what is the most common color of toilet paper.
Why would it be pink?
France.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes no sense.
Wait.
Okay.
Why do I have to Google? I'm challenging yours.
You can Google it if you want to.
So,
Keith
okay.
I want to Google question. It.
Okay. Well, let's start with what's the purpose? What's the purpose of a color on toilet paper? Contrast, right?
To make it known where the toilet paper is coming from?
Yeah, so why in the fuck would you go with pink and not white?
Because you're from France.
Ooh, I did. Fuck the bidets, no joke, dude. I don't know if this was this episode or the last episode, but I also got my wife a bidet attachment to the toilet.
Okay.
Fucking liberal.
And the reviews, and I love these reviews, they're like, hey, this is great, but the water pressure is too high, and I'm like, that's the fucking shit I want, because Papa Bear wants to try out the bidet, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, listen, let me tell you what I got my wife for fucking Christmas.
You don't?
I got her some of those fucking Gongo leaves to wipe her ass with. How about that?
Some what?
Gimpy Gimpy's the spice.
Yeah. You guys all down, all comes together.
The 2 year long.
The Gimpy Gimpy.
Leaves. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay, Keith, you're the next question.
What's this on?
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
That's a really great question. Because in my world, we all move diagonally. It's a bishop. That's a bishop.
Bishop. Good call from the Wisconsinite.
Booyah!
From the cheesehead comes the correct question. It is the bishop.
I actually play a lot of chess. If you guys want to step up,
all right,
fucking we'll bring it on. We'll yay, bro. Ooh. You want to step Keith. It up, bro?
Keith, can we get a what? Chess app that we can play against one another?
Ooh, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do
fair
it.
Enough. Fuck the risk bullshit.
I would let's love that.
Okay, Mike, you're up next.
Let's
Mike,
do it. Yeah, right. Let's do it.
You ready? What give me a real sea creature?
I will lose all the time, but I will
Loch Ness Monster, motherfucker.
All the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you Loch Ness, motherfucker!
Loch Ness beer.
Loch Ness. Mike, you're up next.
Loch Ness nuts.
Mike, this is your question. What sea creature has three
Loch Ness nuts?
Did you hear the question, Mike?
No.
No.
No reason.
Okay. What sea creature has three hearts?
It's an octopus. Fucking question I ever heard. Dude.
It's an octopus. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Are
it's
an octopus. Take, are you going to take Keith's prize?
Eight legs, three hearts, bro. Octopus.
Oh, Mike.
That's what we all say.
You are correct, Mike.
Yeah, three okay, funniest so guys, eight legs, three hearts.
Here we go. We are now going into the. There are Thanks, three Keith. Questions left.
Look, dude! Octopi, motherfucker! Sea creatures up in your bed!
Okay.
Wrap them eight legs around me, baby.
Oh,
okay.
Little slow jam.
Hey, yeah, put that on your plenty of fish account.
I don't see nothing.
We're going to talk about that next time.
With a little bump and grind.
All right, the next three questions. And these are the last three questions. The last three questions are for
that pussy. Pop, pop, that pussy, baby.
Okay, all right. We have three questions left, and they are for 2 points.
One in a stink, son.
Okay.
One in a stink, son!
Oh, my God, I hate you guys. I hate you guys
hey,
so
you,
much.
Hey, you guys remember that time I was shaving my fucking nuts, and I cut them?
Shaved his nuts! Oh, yeah. My God.
All right,
hey,
you
kids,
guys are
don't
tied.
Don't do that shit at home.
You guys are tied. We're going into the final three questions. They're worth 2 points.
You're tied, motherfucker.
It doesn't really matter.
To the bed from a half-black dude in college. He got tied to the bed, motherfucker. Bang, bang.
Oh, my God. I hate all of you. I'm literally going to have a hernia.
Wear that mask when you're tied to the bed, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you gotta take it off at some point, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, motherfuckers.
Oh, wait, my peaches, this is getting right, my peaches.
Okay, there's three questions left. They're all 2 point questions. We're tied, so it doesn't really matter. Tim, are you ready?
I'm ready as ever, my peaches.
Tim, for 2 points, how many presidents have been assassinated?
We got Lincoln, we got Garfield, we got McKinley, we got Kennedy. Is that four? I'm gonna say four have been assassinated.
I'm blown away right now. You named them all perfectly in order: Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy.
Oh, shit!
Okay, so hold on.
Wow, I'm impressed. I'm super impressed.
Hey, yeah. So Lincoln, I get. Kennedy, I get. But Garfield and McKinley, why'd they get assassinated?
They were not proponents of same-sex marriage.
Here's the deal: you don't get assassinated by not being a jackass. JFK excluded, but he kind of was. I don't know.
He got assassinated because he was waxing Marilyn Monroe, dude, and there was a bunch of haters. Cool. I get that one. Lincoln, I get, but the other two, I don't even know anything about him, man.
Wow. Okay, so Tim's.
Are we moving on from that?
Yeah. Do you know that Teddy Roosevelt got shot in the chest in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Lived on after that.
Yeah, and he picked it right out like it wasn't shit.
Yeah, he just fucking dropped it down.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's because Teddy was.
He
a
said, "I got polio, motherfuckers."
Yeah, no, you were mixing up a couple of Roosevelts.
Oh,
we don't care.
Was that Teddy Roosevelt got shot in
no,
fucking Wisconsin?
No, it doesn't fucking matter because Wisconsin's a dead end for everybody. It doesn't matter.
Not Bob Uecker.
You're right.
That dude thrives.
Bob Uecker thrives. That's solid, dude.
Okay. Are we ready, Keith, for your
solid.
Question?
What?
You ready for your question?
I'm actually texting my friends right now. I'm sorry. I'm not even paying attention.
Keith, here's your question. You ready?
Okay, yes.
In what year did Hitler commit suicide? In what year?
Oh, that's a really good question. I want to say 45, but I think I'm wrong.
1945 is correct. Yeah. Oh. Tied. We're tied.
Good job, dude.
Okay.
Because he had syphilis,
I'm
right?
I have to come up with some random final question now because you guys are tied. Okay, Mike, for your chance to be tied going into final trivia, Mike, are you ready?
I don't know.
Dude, we get all the Roosevelts wrong, me and my friends. All
right, Mike.
Every day, year? We're like, oh, fucking guy gave us all the fucking guy. Yeah, Roosevelt fucking... That's what we talk about. Hey, this guy's fucking got a Roosevelt here. He's got a Roosevelt there.
Wait, was it Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't give a
wait,
fuck,
Teddy
actually.
Roosevelt, that wasn't even a question. It was in what you're...
Which Roosevelt got shot in Wisconsin?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
Roosevelt got shot in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Come on.
Teddy right. Roosevelt did?
Mike, are you ready?
Not once. Ready? Listen, dude.
Once.
Teddy could suck it, dude.
Yeah, agreed.
Teddy Roosevelt was fucking
Frankie. Agreed. He's sugar-coated. Right. Fuck Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay,
from
Mike,
now
here's
on
your
out.
Question. You ready?
This Franklin is your was straight up in our fucking up. Wheelchair running shit.
This is your chance to tie it up. In what year did Neil Armstrong take a, quote, giant leap for mankind?
Oh, shit, dude. It was in the 1960s.
Do you
That's
have an answer?
I can do. Okay, Kennedy was dead.
Question anyway.
63. Oh, dude, I'm going to say 69.
Oh, my gosh. 1969 is correct.
That's
We're tied
That's
up.
That's kind of a trick question, though, because we all know that no motherfucker can land on the moon.
Yeah. Did you see the footage? Like the flags blowing and shit in the wind? Yeah. Horseshit.
And okay. Why haven't we been back there? That's okay. All I'm saying. Like, why don't we
Because
have...
the moon sucks dick, dude. There's nothing there.
Hey, guys. Maybe you guys talking about being back somewhere? Or maybe we should be somewhere forward. Guys, please.
Yeah, okay.
Dude. Maybe so, we should push it forward.
Here's the thing. We're through trivia. Please. Trivia's done. And
I
we
won.
Are now tied. No. We're tied. Everyone Damn has it. 3 points. Mike Woo! Has 3. Keith has 3. Tim has 3. You guys are all tied. So here's the final and championship question. Is everybody ready? Is everybody ready?
Oh, my God.
I refuse to answer it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll answer this.
Is my lawyer involved?
Here's the final question to decide who is the smartest in these three. You ready?
Sure.
Who will win the Come and Take It Fantasy Football Championship?
Mike, motherfucker.
Mike.
Number one seed, lost at Lovin' Thielen. Boom. Walk off. Winner,
Mike
chicken dinner, bitches.
Mike says lost that Lovin' Thielen. I just
Nobody
made
better
up.
Say that half
I hate to
Josh.
Say it. But Josh is a cocksucker, and
he's a half-black cocksucker.
Dude, if this was 1872,
oh
fucking some gerrymandering bullshit, you did it. You fucking won on some fucking gerrymandering
okay,
shit.
Okay.
I don't like it.
No.
Fuck you. I
Are
fucking
you
won.
Me?
Dude,
okay.
You're bullshit. Fucking
Just
everyone else around the league.
Just
okay.
4 weeks ago, I beat his ass.
Shit.
Just 4 weeks ago, I beat his ass. It's going to happen again.
Hey, Keith has his right to his choice. So Mike chose Lost at 11th Thielen, his own team. Keith chose Everything's Bigger, which is my team. And
it's
Tim,
garbage
who are you
choosing? Shit.
Yeah.
Who are you
I
choosing,
did. Tim? He named that shit Everything's Bigger after he started fucking dating a half black dude.
Yeah, we
Tim,
all know that.
Tim, who's your
Virginia
pick?
Virginia half black, which is like
This is to win trivia.
Yeah.
This is a big deal,
And
Tim.
You let this fucking stranger flip a table over and you guys didn't do shit about it? Yeah, hoist that fucking rainbow flag, brother.
Tim, do you have a pick?
While I appreciate the passion, my Pichos, the only for sure thing is that Bosworth Redemption will not be winning, which is accurate, and I win trivia. So you can suck my freshly set.
I think Tim, I won trivia tonight.
Tim picks no one. And loses by.
Oh!
So I'll let you
shit!
Know. I'll let you know who picks it. It's either Mike with Lost at 11th Thielen or Keith with me. Everything's Bigger. I will let you guys
Fuck
know
you,
who wins
man.
This thing.
I don't want to be a part of Everything's Bigger ever.
Yeah.
Ever!
Listen. Let's get AC/DC on the show, producer. Fucking, don't close that episode. I got a love connection. Yeah. Hey, speaking that of which, was I was about to give you guys my fucking POF fucking password. You guys forgot about my that shit,
AC/DC, didn't you? My AC/DC story is the best of all time.